Well, filmmaker James Cameron has voiced his concerns about the meat and the dairy sector. You may remember he has a property in the Wairarapa. In the article that he wrote in The Guardian, the director of the Titanic says animal agriculture is choking the earth. And he's asked our local leaders, this is from local mayors to schools to hospitals, to help by widening our food options. Well, Andrew Hoggard is the National Vice President for the Federated Farmers. Hello to you, Andrew.
Good morning, Rachel.
Our farmers under fire again, it seems. Dairy and meat are our top exporters. What do you make of James Cameron's claims?
Well, it's been a long-standing sort of argument that a lot of vegans have been putting forward. So it's nothing new. I guess the response would be that, you know, we need a balanced diet around the world. It's well known in the West that we probably consume too much animal products. But, you know, animals, by and large, particularly here in New Zealand, they eat food that's not edible for humans, grass, and they turn it into well-balanced, nutritious products with high energy density and the like. So, yeah, I don't think it's so simple as to just say, oh, let's not do animal agriculture, let's just do plant-based, because that throws up problems of its own. So I think there's a balance there. And to me, the biggest thing around agriculture and the effect on greenhouse gases is probably food waste. The planet wastes about a third of the food it produces on a yearly basis. Given we've got a growing population, less land area to feed all those people, that's the thing we need to target. If we can reduce that food waste, we can keep the sort of greenhouse gas footprint the same and still feed everyone.
Cameron's pretty brutal with some of what he says here. He said raising livestock for meat, eggs and milk generates 14.5% of global greenhouse gas emissions, the second highest source of emissions and greater than all transportation combined, he says. He also says about 70% of agricultural land, one of the leading causes of deforestation, biodiversity loss and water pollution. He's pretty damning on the situation here. He also says eating too much dairy is making us sick. I mean, he's a high flyer. He's well known. He's a big film director. How damaging potentially are these sorts of comments when he publishes them in internationally read papers like The Guardian?
Well, I mean, I think I'm not sure he was talking about just New Zealand here.
No, he wasn't.
I think it's the world, and this is we're hearing this. Farming circles around the world, we're hearing the story around the world. So it is nothing new. There are two sides to the story. I think, like I said before, it's not so simple just to turn off the tap animal agriculture-wise. If you think about, what other food options could you produce on Molesworth Station beyond sheep and beef farming? It's not really land that's suitable for vegetables or things like that. So we've got large parts of the world which really are only suitable for animal agriculture. Yep, there's definitely challenges that need to be addressed. But the industry is working on addressing those, particularly here in New Zealand.
And then waterways have been getting a bit of a hard time too, because some more accusations came against, they really were against New Zealand this time. They came out of Britain. So Tim Smith, he bashed New Zealand, really, saying the country was like a beautiful woman with cancer because our waterways aren't clean. I mean, again, the finger's getting pointed at New Zealand quite a lot and our pure New Zealand image. I know we're making steps to clean up those waterways. Are we moving fast enough?
I think we're moving as fast as we can. There's probably things we could always do to improve it. And I think, dairy industry, they recognise with their new strategy that we've got to push faster and harder on this. But, I think with his article, the thing that sort of disappointed me, he used the Avon River as the example of what's wrong with New Zealand waterways. Well, Avon River's got very little to do with agriculture, and probably a big part of its problems was the earthquake, which shattered all the sewage that's going to take a while to fix up. So, it's kind of disappointing when you get people from around the world that don't quite know all the nuances in the stories, pick up some things they hear online from groups here that are pushing things too much, and it sort of gets exaggerated and we have Chinese whispers going around the world.
Indeed. Andrew Hoggard from Federated Farmers, appreciate your time this morning.